Taking the spotlight later today is Rex Tillerson. Incoming American President Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of State is expected to face a tough Senate confirmation hearing. Now, Tillerson's warm ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin has worried both Democrats and Republicans. Ahead of the hearing, Tillerson's opening statement has been circulated by the Trump transition team. Now, in it, the former CEO of ExxonMobil said he will voice concerns about Russia's actions on the world stage. Now, for more on this story, our U.S. Bureau Chief Simon Marks joins us from Washington, D.C. Simon, Mr. Tillerson is about to face the Senate. What can he expect?
Well, look, I mean, I think Rex Tillerson is going to be peppered with questions, particularly by Republicans who are cynical about whether he's the right man to be the next Secretary of State, including people like Senator John McCain, Senator Lindsey Graham. They're going to pepper him with questions about the nature of his relationship with Russia, questions that will be fueled particularly by the developments of the last few hours, with Donald Trump just in the last few minutes taking to Twitter to insist that all of these reports relating to whether the Russians have compromising materials about him are simply fake news. But Rex Tillerson, in his own right, has had a series of complex and very friendly relationships with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Indeed, he has previously been awarded one of Russia's highest civilian honors by Vladimir Putin. And Mr. Tillerson's detractors say that means that he cannot be sufficiently independent and impartial in order to succeed John Kerry as Secretary of State. The numbers up on Capitol Hill are still very much in Rex Tillerson's favour. Highly likely that in a Congress controlled by the Republican Party, they will choose to give Donald Trump his choice as America's next Secretary of State. But the path to that vote for Rex Tillerson could prove bumpy.
Simon, I want to pick up on the point you just made there, that Russia denies that it has compromising claims on Trump. Is this a cause for concern, though, for the U.S. president-elect?
Look, Donald Trump's not going to be able to escape these developments. He is, as you know, is due to hold the first full news conference that he has held since last July in just under 3 hours' time up in New York City. And despite the fact that all of these revelations were contained in an entirely unsubstantiated document, a document that itself contains many errors that the news website BuzzFeed took it upon itself to publish here in the United States last night. Despite all of that, this is going to be the dominant issue that Donald Trump faces during questioning by reporters in New York City. He's also going to face questions on an array of other issues, of course, including how he plans to separate himself from his businesses in order to avoid any sense of conflict of interest when he's president of the United States. He hasn't yet provided full details of that. But all of this adds up to a big Russia problem for Donald Trump, even if all of this is, as he insists, fake news.
All right, Simon, thank you for that. That was Simon Marks there reporting live from Washington, D.C.